The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Coleslaw has always been one of my favorite food. I wouldn't say a favorite food, but a food I've liked for many, many years. My father was a big coleslaw fan, but he didn't like the mayonnaise-based coleslaw. He always liked the vinegar-based coleslaw, and that's what we had growing up. It's almost like a German coleslaw, I guess you'd call it. So I can still make the family coleslaw, or I can even take the industrial comes-in-a-can, the kind you got at school coleslaw. There's no bad coleslaw to me. In fact, the mayonnaise-based coleslaw, I think, works better on a barbecue sandwich, but that's a whole other story for another day. But the other day, we decided to buy some coleslaw when we had some hamburgers over the weekend, and I guess my wife bought a pint or a tub, or I don't even, it's a small little container. And normally I can finish those things in two or three servings. I think I'm up to like five or six servings of this stuff, and I think it keeps growing. It's good coleslaw, but it never seems to be going down. I'm the only one eating it now, and I'll have a bowl every now and again, and it's still there. And there's still some in the refrigerator, and I don't know what's going on. Could the coleslaw be multiplying? There are a lot of other foods I love that whenever you eat them, they go away quickly. This coleslaw, it's multiplying.